came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly. Hey, you guys, I'm Jasmine Anderson. You're locked right here to JTV Network Podcast, Journey to Victory. And I am just so excited about today's episode, you all. We have, you will win. You have the power to win, and your words have power. So we're going to do a lot of talking in regards to that. And I'm just excited to be back with JTV and just to get it going. And thank you all for tuning in. I'm really excited. I just want to encourage and motivate people through this podcast and just for us all to realize that you have the power and the choice to do whatever it is you put your mind to. You literally do. It's all a choice, and that's what it all starts with. So I'm going to play a few clips. I'm going to do a reading. I'm going to play a few things for you guys just to encourage you, you know, on this Sunday or on the day that you happen to tune in. You know, I just want you to get empowered and uplifted. So first, I want to read you guys a quote. You have to know you can win. You have to think you can win. You have to feel you can win. And I think that is so, so necessary that we know that we can win and we are actually taking the steps we need to take to win. So I'm going to share with you guys this clip because I really want you guys to take a look and really realize in your own life, how bad do you want it? What all are you willing to do to get it, your dream? And I think this clip really stood out to me and the scenario of how Willie Jolly put this together. I mean, he did an amazing job on the story, and it made me realize, how bad do I really want this? How bad am I willing to go for what it is that I say I want, my dreams, my goals, what I want to accomplish? And I wanted to share this story with you guys, so take a listen.
How many really want to make it happen this year? Now, next question, how bad? How bad? Come on, y'all got to tell me, how bad? And most times when I ask people how bad, they say, real bad. And you know what? You want it real bad. Everybody who said it really does want it real bad. The question, though, is, how bad is real bad to you? How bad is real bad to you? Imagine if you would. One person wakes up around midnight, says, I want a soda. I want it bad. Real bad. Anybody had that kind of feeling sometimes? You want something about midnight? I want it real bad. They walk to the refrigerator. No sodas. They walk to the window, open the shades. Snowing. They go look in the refrigerator one more time. Still no sodas. They settle for a glass of water. They settle for a glass of water, and they say, I really didn't want it that bad. Hey, we'll go back to bed. Second person wakes up around midnight, says, I want a soda. I want it bad. I want it real bad. They walk to the refrigerator, no sodas. Walk to the window, open the shades. It's snowing. They put on a hat and coat and gloves and galoshes. They walk a quarter mile to the corner store. But it's closed. They walk back home and settle for a glass of orange juice. And they go back to bed. Because they really didn't want that soda that bad. Third person wakes up around midnight, says, I want a soda. I want it bad. They walk to the refrigerator, no sodas. Walk to the window, open the shades, it's snowing. They put on a hat and coat and gloves and galoshes, walk a quarter mile to the corner store. It's closed. Another half a mile to the grocery store. It's closed. Another mile to the gas station with the soda machine. It's sold out. But that person keeps walking and trying and walking and trying and walking and trying until they get a soda. And if you go that far for a soda, how much further would you go for your dreams? That's a question only you can answer. But in the quest for success, in the quest for excellence, That's an unavoidable question. Sooner or later, you're going to have to answer that question. How bad do you want it?
Such an amazing, amazing story. Willie Jolly did an amazing job at getting you to really look at how far are you really willing to go in your life. And I know for me, it really made me take a second look at what is and how am I actually putting in the work that I need to daily to get things done. Am I really putting in that effort? Am I at the point where I keep trying and I keep trying until it happens, or do I stop and say, you know what, I don't want it that bad? So I really wanted to share that clip. I thought that was an amazing way to look at your situation in your life and realizing, how bad do I really want it? Am I only going to go this far? Am I only going to take it this far? Or am I going to take it all the way? And I hope everyone who's listening to this will take it all the way. We'll take it all the way to that next level that you need to be successful. Take it there and know that you want it that bad, because it is important to the individual. How bad is real bad to you? And I thought that was amazing. So I want to share this quote with you all. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. So that right there is an amazing quote, because I think we were born to win, but if we don't put the actions in place, if we don't plan correctly, if we're not expecting to win, then you won't win. So I really want to challenge everyone who's listening to just take a moment and strategize how you're going to win starting now. You know, 2019 is approaching, but right now you can start changing and strategizing and planning and making transformations in your life to win. And I'm just so excited about that you're taking that step today, because I know I've had to myself re-strategize and replan some things and make sure I'm taking the full steps that I need to in my life to put in the effort I need to be the success that I feel is successful. So I'm just encouraging you to continue to do that. And I just hope you guys really take that next step. So we're going to go into reading Live Fully, Your Words Have Power. And I just want to encourage and make sure that we're all continuing to speak only great things to one another. So we should make it a practice to only allow faith-building positive words to come forth from our mouth. I encourage you this day to deliberately watch every word and over all your words. What are you speaking over yourself? I want you guys to think about that. What are you speaking over yourself? What are you speaking over yourself in the morning when you first wake up? What are some of your first thoughts? Think solutions, not problems. Let's keep a positive attitude. Whatever follows I am is going to follow you. So what are you speaking about yourself and into your life? Wake up and let's start saying thank you. Let's start looking at more things and gratitude and what we're grateful for, and just creating a more positive flow from when you first wake up. And I think that will get you in a greater mood if you just wake up in the morning and just start automatically thinking about, what are you thankful for? So here are some confessions that I want you guys to say along with me. There, I am confessions. And these are just a few. And you can definitely write down some of your own, but these are some that I really like to say. So we can start off with, I am great. So if you can just repeat those with me, I am great. I am focused. I am blessed. I am creative. I am successful. I am wise. I am unique. I am surrounded by loyal, loving, supporting, and influential people. I am. So what are you guys speaking? make sure you get some post-it notes and write positive words on them. I know that's something that really helps me, post-it notes. I have them in my room, in my office, I mean in the bathroom. And sometimes it gets you back on track if you are a little down and you see a little post-it note of encouragement. It will help. So those are some things that I do along with the vision board. So those I always, always am like, you have to do. And sometimes you have to redo your vision, you know, because once you get some things done, you have a new vision, you know, on how to get those things done. Or once you reach certain goals, you know, there's different things that happen. So you might make probably about 3 different vision boards in a year, because if you're accomplishing, putting in the action that you need to, you will continue to keep growing your vision. It could be the same vision, but it will grow in what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. So let's make sure we're continuing to do that. But I just want you guys to remember and make sure you're surrounded by loyal, supportive, and influential people. And I just want everyone on here to know that you're a winner. You will win. And I just want you to know that whatever it is you are going through, that you are coming out. And I'm going to share this last clip with you all and motivating you at, you know, right now in your life to push forth whatever distractions may be coming your way. So listen to this one.
You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now, because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got, and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one, and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're gonna be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road, and click the heel of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
So I want you guys just to remember that there's greatness inside of you, and I hope that clip really helped you just get motivated, and just knowing that if you keep going after what it is you want, you will get through that door. So I just want us to tap into our greatness, because everyone has greatness inside of them, and it's just you tapping into it, you just recognizing it, you just pulling it out from you, pulling it out from within. There's success, but it's inside of you. So I just want to push you to bring that out of you and doing those steps and doing that. So I just want you guys to just be your best self. I really want our dreams to become reality. And I'm going to leave you guys with this Bible verse. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that's Proverbs 3:5. But I just really want you guys to know that your gift will make room for you. And it does make room for you. And I just want you to continue to strive for excellence, to be your best self. And I'm just thankful that you guys all tune in to JTV, Journey to Victory. And just with the insight that you will win, just with those words, with saying that to yourself and speaking more positive to yourself and in your life, to know you will win. You have the power to win. You have the power with your words, what you're speaking, with whomever you're around. You have the words to be your best self. And I just want to reach out to you guys through this podcast so you do know that you have the power and that you can be successful, that you will be successful, that you are successful. So write what success is to you. Write your plan down. Let's strategize that plan. Let's put a vision on that plan. Let's write down the vision with pictures and with words and with insight on how to get to that next level, the best of your knowledge, because it's inside of you. You don't have to go out and look for it. It's already inside of you and planted in you. So let's get to the drawing board. Let's transform. Let's make the transformation starting now. Let's start fresh now. Let's get a fresh start on this day. And I'm just amazed because there's so many distractions that can come, so many distractions, but we have to get back on track. That's the key point. Get back on track. Get back on focus. So let's get back on focus starting right now and being our best selves. And I just want to encourage everyone to have an amazing, amazing day. Please comment, please subscribe, and please share. And until the next episode, you all, you know, it's going to be nothing but positive energy, nothing but us learning from all the negatives in our life and using it. You know, it's a testimony and it's a test. So let's make sure we're passing the test to know that, you know what? What am I supposed to get from right now? What am I supposed to be learning right now in my life? What is this situation teaching me? And I think if you have that outlook on life and on your situations, you would get through the test. You will remember, man, you know what? This happened in the last test that I went through. This is how I should go about this one. And let's just look at life like that. It's a test. It's a teacher. It's molding us to be our best. So again, I just want to encourage you guys to live fully every day
and go after your dreams. Please, you guys, I want you guys to all make your dreams your reality. Put a mark on life, put a stamp on right now and making a legacy for yourself by knowing you can win, by going after what you want. You. We're here. You will make a difference. You will be successful. You will win. You are powerful. So I just want to leave you guys on those notes. And I just wish you guys all a beautiful, productive day. And until the next episode, I hope you guys are making it plain with your vision boards. But, you know, it's been amazing. And I hope you guys really take some of these things to key, you know, and just don't forget, you're powerful. Everything you need is already inside of you, and you're going to be great. Until the next episode, it's been a pleasure. You guys have been locked right here to JTV.